This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Adaiha Moor, HIDAYHAMOORE. Date of birth 02/02/1993. Date of appointment 02/13/2026. Requesting physician Andrew Friedman, ANDREWFREEDMANDO. Dear Dr. Friedman, I have the pleasure of seeing Adaiha Moor today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 33-year-old, right-handed African-American woman who is having low back pain and right leg pain for 4 to 5 months. One day she woke up with the pain. It is constant. It coming from the right hip and going down to the right lower extremity. She could not put pressure on that, could not sleep. This pain is sometimes sharp, sometimes dull. Sometimes burning sensation in the right leg. It goes to the right toes. Toes are numb. Someday it is weak. Having a backache also. MRI of the LS spine done at LS hospital, which shows L4, L5 diffuse disc bulge and mild spinal canal stenosis between L4 and S5. Mild disc bulge. Blood test already done. No physical therapy done. Did not see acupuncturist or the chiropractor. Did not see the orthopedic doctor. Past medical history. Past medical history. Asthma, anxiety, depression. Past surgical history, right hand surgery, allergy, known drug allergy, medication, albuterol, trimethoprim, buspirone. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol, uses marijuana on occasion. She is CNA, she is single, is with the 5 kids between ages 3 and 10. Social family history, mother alive and healthy, father she does not know about him, 4 sisters and 1 brother alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that uh, She is having numbness, tingling, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next pulse, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5 over 5, deep tender reflexive 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Please rewrite again. Motor system examination, strength left sided 5 over 5, right sided upper extremity 4.5 over 5, right sided lower extremity 4 over 5, deep tender reflexes upper extremity 2 or 4, left lower extremity 2 or 4, right lower extremity 1 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Right leg straight, leg raising sign give more burning pain. Assessment and plan. 33-year-old right-handed African-American woman whose history and examination is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, back pain. Number 2, degenerative intervertebral disc in the lumbar spine. Number 3, pain in the right leg. Number 4, weakness of the right leg. Number 5, right hip pain. Next paragraph. Her MRI of the LS spine and blood test already done. I would like to order the EMG of the lower extremity and physical therapy. Patient need appointment with the orthopedic surgeon to address the lumbar spine issue and probably right hip pain. Her MRI finding is not explaining her right leg pain and weakness, but it is worth it to get opinion from the spine surgeon. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.